from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Video all the time. Like I got caught eating them boogers.
Were you really?
No.
You were a booger eater. I bet you were a booger eater.
Oh, I think we all were.
No, that makes you feel better. I'm sure somebody told you.
Oh, come on. You never ate a booger.
Not that I know of.
Clint. Everybody ate boogers. Everybody. Tyler, you ate a booger, didn't you? Yeah, I mean.
I did not eat boogers.
Shut up.
No, that really wasn't a thing. I did plenty of other weird stuff.
If you need one of us to fess up, make you feel better about it.
No, I don't need you to fess up. I just want you to be honest. Everybody took a taste of a booger.
I did have a secret spot in my mom's house when I was a kid that I would like put all my boogers. Didn't eat them, though.
Did you go back and eat them for a midnight snack or what?
No, it was just like where I stashed them.
I just think it's a part of life.
I'm talking about your, like, I'm talking about like an age where you can remember. I don't know what I did when I was two. I have no idea.
I mean,
but like at an age you can remember, you were a booger eater.
5, 6, yeah.
You
no judgment.
I ate a booger.
You serious? No, you did.
Play-Doh. Booger's probably more healthy.
You're acting like what I'm saying is nuts. Like many of you all may not admit it. I mean, I guess I didn't know that. Man, hey,
like you, did, like when? What age did you quit eating boogers?
I don't remember what age it was, but I mean, I remember eating boogers, and my mom said, "Stop!"
Just like, oh, damn! So
I've done it to all my kids. I seen a kid the other day, just big fella at swim lessons, just
eating boogers.
I mean, it just
let me catch Liv eating her boogers, man.
You're going to.
Hey, there's been like notable sports figures that have been caught on camera, like during games, like doing that, like adults.
I guess now that's what everybody's on the text line. Text line coming in. Never ate boogers. Okay, I'm the only one.
You're not the only one. I wasn't saying that.
What age do you think? What age do you think it was when you quit?
I don't remember. I don't remember being in a fifth grade eating boogers or in.
I was eating Play-Doh till like second grade. But,
well, it sounds like you don't think it's a big deal. You just.
It's not. I mean, listen, I stopped, but I mean, like, I think a lot of people, your kid.
Yeah, that's common.
I mean,
this kid.
But
this
Ryan's kid, got sound effects and everything, yo.
But no, I seen that kid as he was going for it. He was watching his little iPad, just watching it. I mean, didn't even know it. Eating them.
Yeah, that kid's got a problem.
Yeah.
Because he's not even.
I guess people in Houston, Texas didn't eat the boogers.
But he's not like. He's subconsciously eating his boogers.
Telling them. Yeah, I've had to do that with my kids. All of them. Stop. Trey was the worst.
My little brother ate a mosquito hawk once. That was crazy.
Booger eaters.
Just reached up, grabbed that mosquito hawk off Brian.
I guess I've never realized how common it is.
Well, listen, you're in Houston, so clearly, judging by the text line,
stop it.
I'm not. I will literally.
That's not everyone that's listening, though.
I'm just saying. Did you know it was so common, Tyler? Never ate boogers.
Yeah. I never. It was never my thing. Brian. I did other weird things, but I had friends who ate boogers. Yeah.
My sister told me if I ate boogers, I would get smarter. LOL. Didn't confirm if they did. Never ate boogers. Never ate boogers. That is not normal. Pick my nose. Don't remember if I ate boogers. Come on, Clint. You've eaten boogers. It's a very common thing.
No, I don't. I'm not. When I was two or three, or like, I mean, you don't remember or know what you're doing. I'm sure I did stupid stuff. Yeah, I'm sure I did. But I mean, Ron's sitting over here, like, matter of factly, just talking about, like, yeah, I did it last week. Like, I mean, what are we doing here?
Last week or five? Like, I mean, I guess those things are.
I'm pretty sure at five I was.
Like, you know, like boogers. When you say it's a common, you don't see young kids eating boogers. Like,
no, yeah, I was single and didn't have kids until 2 years ago.
You ain't never just been around and just seen kids just banging, like, go. All right, go. Wait till you.
I've done football camps where a kid ate his boogers, but I thought, boy, that's weird. Somebody needs to get a hold of that kid. Like, hey, man, quit eating your damn boogers, man. What are you doing?
These kids start getting into sports?
I've got a little cousin that I'm pretty sure I don't know that I've seen it, but I think I've heard his mama giving it to him.
Trey over there just playing his game. Used to.
Hey,
stop.
No, man. God,
I mean, this was years ago for him.
I mean, I even know what a loogie is. Like, I know. I mean, I know it's not, but I mean that's disgusting. Something about picking it out of your nose and putting it in your mouth just is disgusting.
Yeah, loogies you're usually spitting out though. These eating boogers are going in.
Oh man, I don't recall knowing what I was doing and putting my finger in my nose and then eating what came out. No, I did not.
Text line, Ron, Clint is from the Dirty Bay. He's eating a lot more than boogers.
Now that's probably a fair assumption, but I'm just telling you, I didn't.
Probably safer eating boogers than fish out of that San Jack River.
Text line rolling through. I caught my girlfriend once. It was that was it. Kicked her to the curb. Yeah, but your girlfriend, unless you was five or six, that's a different thing. All right, hey.
I never thought, my text line, like a personal text line. Ron quit eating boogers at 31.
Five. I mean, we could run it up. I'm just being honest about it. I could be honest. All right. Joe Mixon and Laremy Tunsil. I guess someone texted in earlier saying I'm
afraid. I don't think Laramie's ever ate his boogers. I think Joe has.
I think they both have. But
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.